Jackman.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, good morning. Glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown here. We're so glad to have you over the weekend and throughout the week whenever the show is broadcast in your particular area. We're back home this week. I travel a good bit if you listen to our show regularly, and I do the show from coast to coast. This week we're back home at our flagship station, WJBO, Clear Channel Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Glad to be home for a break, and I hope the weather's okay wherever you happen to be. Let's jump right into a lot of issues to cover on the Common Sense Show today. Some very disturbing news came out this week regarding middle-class citizens. And, you know, we get this false impression that the economy is coming around so much. The stock market topped out at about 14,400 this week, went up and down a little bit, but it is varying in terms of the degree that it comes up each week, varies a good bit. But in any event, the stock market is not doing so much for the middle class that many of us think. We think it's doing so well, but maybe it's not doing quite as well as we think it is. And so I will share a few things with you that disturb me. I saw some charts that talked about productivity and per capita gross domestic product. Now, these are signs as to how our economy is doing, how we are balancing it out and how our economy is doing. And they look pretty good. Over the last 10 or 15 years, productivity and per capita gross domestic product, we're producing a lot of goods. We're selling them overseas, and we are doing some things that seem to be making some sense in terms of overall growth. The thing that you really have to be concerned about is household income, and it relates primarily to middle-class citizens and their household income. It's not going up. Not going up at all. It hasn't gone up in 10 years or so. Mass is just not growing in terms of numbers, productivity, and in terms of the income level. Just not happening. And that's a concern because you see the we're talking about millions of middle-class jobs have been lost, and we've talked about that often on this show, about how other countries are soaking up our jobs, taking them from us. And it's not that we're producing poorer products. We're not as productive. That's not the issue. The issue is more that we are sitting back while other countries are catching up with us. That's the key. Other countries are catching up with us. You know, we were the only, we had a number of countries that were way behind, and then the internet came in and allowed many of these countries to catch up with us, and therefore they're able to do a lot of the jobs we were doing. They had the skills, they developed the skills in the last 10 years and caused them to shoot up a good bit, and we lost a lot of jobs overseas, primarily to China and to India, and we knew that. But what's happening now is in America that the technology is taking away so many jobs. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are being taken away, and they're not being filled overseas. They are being taken away right here because of technology. And so jobs have been disappearing for years to other countries, but now they're disappearing because of our own technology. And these jobs just aren't going to come back. I give you a quote from Andrew McGeffey, who's a scientist with the Center for Digital Business Technology at MIT. He says, "We're in a race against the machine." He says he's never seen a period where computers demonstrated as many skills and abilities as they have over the past 7 years. Here's what he says. Year after year, the software that runs computers and an array of other machines and devices become more sophisticated and powerful and capable of doing more efficiently tasks that humans have done otherwise in the past. And so what we're finding is the global economy is being reshaped by machines that generate and analyze vast amount of data. And they're some of the higher paying jobs where you had to have technical skills, but of course at the lower paying jobs, machines are just changing all the time. My meter reader says that the guy that comes around and reads my gas meter, he comes around and looks at the gas meter and writes down how much, you know, what the results are, how much gas we've used. He says his job's in jeopardy because the machine's going to take that over. He's just not going to be relevant here probably in another year. And the numbers really are startling when you see that half the almost 8 million jobs lost during this recent recession, they paid middle-class wages. They paid pretty good wages, maybe as much as $70,000 a year. But less than 2% of the new jobs are paying anything like that. You see, they're not paying anywhere close to that. And so, again, what we're finding is over the past 50 years, technology has drastically reduced the number of jobs. Robots. We laugh and talk about the robots doing house cleaning around your house. Well, they can, and they're going to do so more and more. Robots and other machines controlled by computer programs work faster and make fewer mistakes than humans do. And this technology is adopted in every facet of our business. It's replacing workers in large corporations, in schools. The most valuable workers who do, if you do repetitive tasks, if you come back and do repetitive tasks, you just aren't needed as much because something that is repetitive, you can teach a machine to do that repetitive job. You've got to be on the brink of thinking a little bit more if you're going to be that relevant with the job. An accountant checking a list of numbers, an office manager filing forms, a paralegal reviewing documents for key words to help in a case. All these people are going to be relevant because machines can take them over. Now, what do you do? If you're a little older like me and you're trying to make ends meet and you've got a job that is going to fade, there's not a heck of a lot you're going to be able to do. But you encourage our younger people, your kids and your grandkids, or if you're a listener that is, say, 30 years old, 35, 40, 50 years old, computers are the key. You've got to be technically competent to deal with a computer. And if you're not, then your job is going to be removed and you're not going to have a very bright future in terms of what you can do. And so, therefore, I can't tell you how important it is to get Wi-Fi access and to learn the basic computers. And a lot of you say, well, gosh, I'm too old to do that. That's kind of passed me by. It really hasn't. My mother died at 93. At 92, she was taking computer lessons because she wanted to get email from her grandkids. Today, she'd have to learn to text because our kids aren't doing as much email-wise. Texting is taking over so much more. But you've got to be computer literate. If you're not, then the middle-class jobs just are not going to be there anymore. Your job is not going to be there anymore. Hopefully, you can adapt and go in a different direction and find a niche that suits you. But you got to be able to deal with that computer. And like I say, in every community, there are so many programs out there that lets you find ways to use that computer to teach you. The AARP teaches them. In every community, there are courses that teach you how to use a computer. So I would urge you to look at that difference and see if you can make an adaptation in your own world, your own life. Because if you don't, you're just not going to be relevant coming up here in the months to come. Disturbing trend we've got to learn from. If you don't have Wi-Fi in your house, try your best to try to find a way to do it. If you can't get it, you can't afford it, the library has it, a lot of public buildings have it, you've got to be able to adapt. If you don't adapt, or your kids don't adapt, then you're just not going to be relevant. You're going to have a hard time finding a job. Hey, going to take a break right now. We'll come back a lot more on the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown freshen up your coffee.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 14th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,592.45. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,520.30, a half ounce for $810.03, and a quarter ounce for $405.02. That's $1,620.30, $810.03, and $405.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I wrote last week about the Catholic Church and some of the changes going on in the church. We got a new pope, And kind of interesting guy, and it's going to be watchful to see just what direction this new pope takes. He took the name of Francis, St. Francis, not St. Francis, Pope Francis, after St. Francis of Assisi. Now, if you don't know who St. Francis of Assisi is, St. Francis was a very wealthy, from a very wealthy family in Italy. And then he decided to become a priest, and he renounced a life of privilege, gave away all of his possessions. He is one of only two patron saints that have come out of Italy. And now we've got new Pope Francis, who has lived a life of fairly basic undertakings. He cooks his own food, lived in a modest apartment down in Buenos Aires, Argentina, when he was cardinal down there, and has shown signs that he wants people to live more basically and to help other people. And that's interesting. I'm not a Catholic, but I've written about it a lot. We talk a lot about on the show about church attendance dropping so much, not just only in the Catholic Church, but in most of Protestant faiths and across the board. In the Jewish church, there's been a great diminishing of attendance in church. And so a lot of people say, well, with a new pope, there is a challenge, there is an opportunity for some change. There is a strong advocacy, for example, for priests to be married. There's a large, major shortage of priests within the Catholic Church. In 1975, the average age of a priest was 37 years old. Today, it's 67 years old. And so more and more priests are retiring, and not that many young people are coming into the priesthood. And then there's a strong advocacy that priests be married, that nuns be given more authority, perhaps to give the sacraments. The whole issue of birth control that is opposed by the church, where most polls show that an overwhelming majority of men and women support birth control, who are Catholic. So the issue is, will this priest, this basic priest who is now the pope, is he going to be receptive to those changes? And, of course, I don't know the internal workings of the Catholic Church, but it's certainly not his decision unilaterally. He's going to have to build a consensus within the cardinals. The only thing I would say to you is, that I think is interesting, is if you look at the Protestant churches, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Baptists, even a lot of the evangelical churches that at one point were growing a good bit, Reverend Rick Warren out in California, The Purpose Driven Life, and so many others, that those churches have priests who are married. They have very active roles of women. Many women are minister within the church. Several churches there you'll find now have let women assert a much stronger role. And so when you look at all of these various aspects that you find in Protestantism that people say the Catholics should adopt, it doesn't mean the church is going to grow anymore. They're not growing in the Protestant church. And so the Episcopal Church, for example, now has women priests. You're not going to, but they're dropping dramatically in population, in attendance. And so that's an issue that the church is going to have to deal with. I don't know how far you go. Probably, I guess Brazil has more Catholics than any other country in the world. About 65% of its 192 million people identify themselves as Catholics. I mean, that's 120 million people are Catholics in that one country alone. They have some very active evangelical activities in Brazil. They got a pop star priest down that way, Father Marcelo Rossi. He's got the Mother of God Sanctuary. He can bring 14,000 people into the service. The grounds can hold 80,000, and they've got huge screens there. And they often get 70, 80,000 people that come out and hear Father Rossi's sermons. And he puts on quite a show. He's a Latin Grammy-nominated singer. He sings, he dances. He's known for tossing buckets of holy water on worshipers. and performing rollicking Christian songs backed by a blasting live band during Mass. Now, I'm in a very heavy Catholic state down here in Louisiana. A lot of the people down here would be appalled by that activity. But people are flocking to the church down in Brazil. So what do you do to raise attendance? A number of people have taken a look at that issue and said that the church really has to be a little bit more projective into current times, that to some people, it's just boring going to church. The sermons are just not very interesting. And I think within the Catholic Church, for example, doctrine, dogma, pomp and circumstance, the ritual has been so strongly emphasized that to younger people, they want a little bit more. They're hungry for more meat in the sermon, for something they can relate to. And they're not getting that quite as much. And often the pomp and circumstance kind of turns them off. Now, one thing I do hope this new pope does is continue the idea of good works. So often, it strikes me, again, I'm a non-Catholic, it strikes me that the church has gotten so involved in this ritual that your mission is to go to church and pray. Some people, bless their souls, go to Mass every single day. And you are so involved in the ritual, but the emphasis is not so much on doing good works. As a Christian, reading the New Testament, I find two messages out of the New Testament. Jesus Christ basically said there are two things that you do if you want to be saved. Number one, you believe in God. And number two, you do good works. And religion has gotten away from doing the good works in many denominations. So I'm interested in what this new pope is going to do, because his background is doing good works, getting out in the community and helping out more and more in the community. That seems to be his mission. And so I'll be interested to see if he brings that into the average person, challenging them. Okay, it's great to pray and great to meditate, but you got to have the faith. I understand you got to have the faith, but I think there's some earning. I think you got to kind of earn your right too, don't you? Shouldn't you have to earn your right to be a Christian? Earn your right to be a believer? Earn your right to get saved if you're going to be saved? And we've kind of gotten away from the earning and more into the ritual, and that's a huge challenge, not only for the new pope, but just as well for believers of whatever faith all over the country. Hey, my website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Hope you'll check out the website. I write a lot about the church. I put up some information, put up some cartoons, too, make a little fun of the new pope, the Cardinals. Was it the St. Louis Cardinals or the Cardinals flying through the air? So take a look. It's www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water,
food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you like where you live? Are you in a state that you consider surrounded by happy people, or do you have a little bit more sadness in the state in which you live? There's a new poll out, study out that says where people are more happy and where they're actually likely to be depressed. Unfortunately, down in my neck of the woods in Louisiana, we're not ranked very high. We're eighth from the bottom. Our friends up in Kentucky, I've got a lot of listeners up in Kentucky. You folks up in the Paducah, Kentucky, WTHQ 750 AM, you're number two on the list of the most saddest states in the country. What makes states happy and what makes them sad in terms of large numbers? Let's try to check that out here right now and talk to our guest coming on the show. Dr. Wendy is going to join us right now. Dr. Wendy James, she's a psychologist, owner of Life Consultants, and she's got some thoughts on this. Dr. Wendy, good to join you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me back. They looked at life evaluation, self-evaluation, emotional health,
right,
work environment, physical health, healthy behaviors, and basic access. It's a study they do every year.
So,
as you pointed out, Kentucky and Louisiana aren't doing very good.
Well, Doc, let me ask you this. I mean, this is kind of a poll taken where they ask people about how they're feeling, or give us a little bit more detail of how they determine what's a happy state and what's a sad state.
Well, the problem with the study for me as a psychologist is because they looked at so many different areas, they don't separate them out. So they're looking at your self-evaluation, your emotional health, your work environment, your physical health, obesity, and healthy behaviors. And I looked at it and looked at it thinking maybe it's related. We know it's not related to weather because Minnesota was fine. South Dakota and North Dakota are freezing. They're happy. California's happy in Colorado, and they have probably activities and things they're doing. I thought it might be related to unemployment. But there isn't a clear West Virginia is about what the USA is, and so's Kentucky.
Right.
So it didn't really look at that. The concern here is you're looking at, let's say, Tennessee, which was low on the list. Nashville may be different than the rural areas. But we do know this. Unhappiness in your life can lead to depression. You know, there's a common thread of depression, incidental loneliness, negative thoughts. And if you experience loneliness for two or more years, it's an indication of mild depression. Unhappiness with your job is interesting because there's a German study out, German and Switzerland, that said pessimists, people that are unhappy with their job, actually live longer than people that are optimists. The cup half full or half empty, but what it looked at is a longitudinal study, and 10 years later, those pessimists said, oh, life isn't so bad after all, I'll eat healthy. And the optimists said, oh, I thought it'd be better than this. And so there's a lot of variables of cause and effect, and we have to keep that in mind.
Well, as a general rule, though, if you look at the list and look at the states that are what they consider the saddest, the least happy, you've got primarily states concentrated in the South, except for Ohio and Indiana. You've got West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana. And so I guess poverty would have something to do with it, wouldn't it? There's those are poorer states, maybe less educated on a percentage-wise in those states. Would those general factors have a bearing?
I think that would have a bearing. It would be good to do a study to look at that. You know, Nashville maybe being the exception, but the access to education and good jobs that they enjoy, and then being with negative people and disliking your job can lead to depression and using food as a comfort and obesity. And so it's kind of a cycle that you get into.
Yeah, well, I guess it's hard to generalize. Like you said, we talked about Tennessee being high. You've got Nashville and a lot of parts of Memphis that are lively and employment is up. And so I guess it depends on what part of the state you're living in. And it's got to be hard to generalize. I mean, gosh, you read about a lot of depression back on the East Coast. And so I just thought it was interesting there was such a concentration down the Deep South. And so we'll take it individually. If I'm a little depressed, let's say I'm a little depressed right now. I happen to live in Louisiana, but I'm a little depressed right now. Middle-aged, depressed, not crazy about my job, but kind of stuck in my job because of the economy. It's kind of hard to shift as you get a little older. Give me a few tips to try to pick up my spirits and get me focused on a more positive note. What would you suggest?
And, Jim Brown, that's a key. People stay in a job in a town because they're comfortable, a comfort level. They don't want to leave where they're comfortable. When there are states like Minnesota and South Dakota and North Dakota that are crying for people to be there and move there, but we get in our comfort zone. We don't want to leave our area that we feel comfortable in. That same thing happened in New Orleans, that people wouldn't move through the tragic thing that was going on.
Yeah, after Katrina.
You need a support system. Therefore,
right.
I think quality relationship with friends are better than quantity with strangers. So you have to shift your concentration on a job and look at happiness in personal pleasure, fulfillment, hobbies, getting out and about with friends.
Yeah, you got to take the initiative. It's just not going to come to you. You got to take the initiative because you may be restricted. And I understand, particularly if you've got a lot of families where you are, you know, you say, well, I'm not real crazy about where I'm living and I'd like to have a better quality of life and move to an area where I got the mountains or I got my living on the beach. But, you know, I've got a lot of family ties. I can't do that. So you've got to kind of almost look more inward and say, look, you know, we can all deal with our situation. We don't want to just make the best of it. We want to really enjoy what we're doing, and you got to work at that, don't you, Dr. Wendy?
Yes, you do. And if your job you're unhappy, and there's some, I know a lot of people stay in a job they're unhappy in over and over again. They're not risk takers. They're afraid. I've been there 20 years. I don't want to move. I'm afraid to move. So then they need to have their support of activities, get out to the health club, get out and be around people, find a hobby you enjoy, and maybe have your enjoyment in your personal pleasure instead of work.
Well, that's right on. I could not agree with you more because, you know, there's so many ways you can find to get out. And then maybe, you know, if you're a golfer and you don't have a very good golf course, well, you kind of play your course with enthusiasm and look for the trip you're going to make to play a good golf course. Or if you're a hiker, I got a real good friend that's about to go to Spain to do a really exciting hike. And she lives in a very dull area to hike right now, but she's going to use that as a basis to do some other things. So a positive attitude and making the best of what you have can go a long, long way. Dr. Wendy, you got some pretty good tips on your website for people to take a look at, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I think coping with stress and depression is related to the prolonged recession. And so we need to strive at the impact it has on our ego. And like you said, I'm playing golf today, by the way.
Good
and
for you
need to go out and break the cycle. Go to dinner, find an activity, even if it's just going and walking and, you know,
no doubt about
stop
it.
Playing video yeah. games and watching TV and go out with your family and friends.
Dr. Wendy, give me your website real quick before we've got to take a break.
Yep.
What's your website?
Thank you. www.lifeconsultantsinc.com.
LifeConsultantEast.com. We'll put it up on our website if you want to find out more about Dr. Wendy and get some of her tips of look at living a little bit more positive. As always, Doc, it's good to talk to you. Enjoy that golf game. I wish I was out there with you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, you have a great day and happy St. Paddy's Day.
Okay. Take care. Dr. Wendy there joining us today. Take a break right now. Be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the Cajun contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty? This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. account includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, good news for all of our listeners up in the New York City area. You're not going to be limited on that 16-ounce Coke that you love to buy, you like to walk down the street, you like to walk through Walmart and drink that huge thing, great big Coke, because a court in New York City has struck down Mayor Bloomberg's requirement that as of a couple of days ago, it was banning the purchase of 16-ounce Cokes. Now, what the mayor said was he wasn't restricting your route to drink all the Cokes you want. You could get 2 8-ounce of glasses or 15 8-ounce bottles of Coke, whatever you wanted. You just couldn't have the 16-ounce Coke. And where the mayor was coming from up there, he was taking the attitude that if you limit the amount that can be purchased, then people won't drink as much. They won't get back for that second bottle or can or paper cup. And therefore, since Coke has so much sugar in it, and I say it wasn't just Coke, it was the 16 ounces. It was any soft drink. It was Diet Coke, it was Pepsi, Sprite, whatever you happen to drink. Court shut it down, and the decision was based on this, kind of interesting. Bloomberg unilaterally put this into effect. He didn't go through the city council. If he'd have gone through the city council, then there is a feeling that the ban would have been upheld in New York. Now, I'm giving you that background to talk about your freedom of choice and who regulates that freedom of choice, because we do get regulated all the time. I mean, there's curfews on teenagers in cities all over America. Out in Portland, Oregon, you can't park in the downtown area. You're restricted. Red light cameras are extremely controversial in terms of their use. The difference or the issue comes down to who regulates who. I'd make this argument to you. I don't want anybody telling me that I can't drink a 16-ounce can or plastic cup of Coke. It's no good for you. I don't drink Coke. Sugar, I think there's in a 16-ounce can of Coke or bottle of Coke, there are 12 big teaspoons of sugar. It's just no good for you. Having said that, that's your right to choose. The difference is that I think there is local control involved. You got so many of these issues. And let me give an example. The state of Mississippi has jumped in, as has several other states, Florida, Arizona, and Alabama. And they're saying that only the state legislature can pass laws banning certain elements. And I think that's wrong. I disagree with the Mississippi legislature. We've got a lot of listeners in Hattiesburg and Macomb and Jackson throughout the state of Mississippi. I think that should be left to local government. Your city council or your parish county council, whatever it is where you ever happen to live, and in my state we have what we call parishes versus counties in every other state in the country. The buck ought to stop with them on all these issues. The state nor the federal government should tell you whether or not you have red light cameras, whether or not there's going to be curfews installed, whether or not you can drink 16-ounce Cokes or not. That ought to be a local decision. Then I got some sway over that, you see. If my local city council passes an ordinance that I don't like or I think is wrong, my recourse, of course, if there's a legal challenge, you can do it legally, but my recourse is at the ballot box. When they come up for election, I can vote them out of office. And there will be a strong consensus, hopefully, if my issue is that important to me, to do so, to vote them out of office. So, number one, it should be done on a local level. Bloomberg needs to take this to the city council if he wants to do it. No judge should declare it unconstitutional or wrong if it's passed in the normal course of business. That's a decision for local government. Mississippi, the state, or any state, should not be telling Hattiesburg or Macomb or whatever community in their state what they can or they can't do. That's regulated on the local level. And so I believe in bringing it down to the lowest local level denominator. Bring government back home. That's states' rights. That's how I think the Constitution was framed. That's how I think we should operate. The only other caveat I throw into that mix is when you're messing with my freedom of choice, my right, when you do something with your health or with your actions that causes me either pain or making me spend more money. And I'll give you several examples. Motorcycle helmets. A lot of states, including my home state of Louisiana, says that you can ride your motorcycle without a helmet. That's your freedom of choice. And I believe in that freedom of choice. In the case of a motorcycle, I think you're absolutely nuts to ride a motorcycle without a helmet. It's just outright stupid because the brain injury you can susceptible yourself to is it will either kill you or make you a vegetable for the rest of your life. But, again, that's your right. The only thing where my right comes in, look, I guess I'll stay out of your face, but you stay out of my face. Don't make me pay for your stupid mistake. If you don't wear a helmet, you ought to be heavily insured. Because what happens in so many of these helmetless riders are young kids, teenagers, young adults, 20, 21. They don't have the income to buy a $1 million policy. They are involved in a serious accident, have a serious brain injury, and you and I have to pay for it. You see, they can't pay their expenses, but you and I have to pay for their charitable hospital work. So if you take care of yourself and ride without a helmet, drink that 16-ounce Coke, do anything you want to in your personal life. I believe in that freedom of choice, but I don't want to have to pay for it. I don't want to have to pay for the obesity that knows they're wrong and obese and just keeps gouging all that food. Then they run off to the charity hospital or to the local hospital, and I got to pay the tab. And therefore, you get into some tricky areas about public employees. Should public employees be restricted? Should public employees paid for by you and me, either the local, state, or federal government, should they have to have regular physical checkups? I think they should. I think they should be given a yearly physical And if there are signs that you are not eating right or not exercising, they give you some parameters. The state gives you some parameters. And if you don't meet those parameters after a couple of years, you lose your job. I got no problem with that because I don't want to pay for someone's irresponsible actions. Now, if you're in the private sector, you want to gouge yourself with those burgers and drink those sugar-laden soft drinks and don't get any exercise, be a couch potato. That's your choice. That's your right as being an American, as long as I don't have to pay for it. You see the difference? You see the difference? And so when you come to these decisions about personal responsibility, the red light cameras is an example. Man, they're running to the local legislatures now saying, it's just not right for my community to institute a red light camera. Well, that's what you have city councils for, mayors and city councils. If they pass a resolution like that, and it's legal, it's declared constitutional, and I don't like it, then my right is to vote you out of office, not run to the legislature and say, pass a statewide law. Because, look, some areas may like that. Quite frankly, there's a lot of red light running that causes some very serious accidents, jacks up your and my insurance rates. You can make a case for the red light cameras. The knock on the red light cameras is that it's a revenue producer, but the feeling is that some local communities, some local councils or mayors put it into effect just so they can make more money out of it, and that the cameras are not leveled right to where how do you protect yourself if you didn't run the red light? Maybe it turned yellow and you still get the speeding ticket. How do you challenge something like that? How do you calibrate the cameras and be sure they're calibrated properly? There are a lot of serious questions about how that's operated and how that's used, and I understand that. But it comes down to local decisions, local control, and how you operate within that vein. And so I just share that with you because I saw that the Bloomberg tax was declared unconstitutional. He's going to take it back to the city council. Now, I don't know what kind of responsive city council the mayor is going to have up there. If he has a responsive city council and is able to get that passed, I think that overcomes the constitutional issue where he was thrown out, where he did it unilaterally, did it on his own. But again, if you don't like it, you can vote him and that council out of office. I don't think the state of New York should get involved in it. That's a local decision under local control. And the key is just leave me alone. Let me drink what I want. Let me do what I want. Let me exercise what I want. But in return, I'm not going to stick the cost on to taxpayers. I'm going to do it myself. Hope you see that difference. And I've written about it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, let's get some local news. We've got a good guest to talk about Afghanistan after this message. Freshen up your coffee. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.